Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Okay, our big birthday party is coming up tomorrow. We are on location at Lit Cigar Lounge in the District down in Chesterfield. Come see us. RSVP at 97.1talk.com. A bunch of guests lined up for tomorrow. I really don't have to do much because there's going to be like co-hosts with me and I can kick back. And I don't smoke cigars, but maybe I will tomorrow. So just for you, because I know how much you love the smell. James Fishback is back with us this afternoon. The CEO of Azori is the founder and executive director of Incubate Debate. He's been a guest for a long time here on the show. James, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. Thanks for having me back.
I want to talk to you about some of the H-1B visa issues and some of the other things you've been illustrating. But whenever I have a guest on, I typically go to their X page and just kind of see what you've been talking about. And you had this thing up there that I had missed about something that occurred in Gainesville, Florida, where there was a teacher that was forcing students and faculty to address her with the prefix MX instead of Ms. or Mrs. This is something that's real down there in Florida.
Right. And the whole idea is, no, I'm a gender-neutral teacher. And then you have the students asking, what is that? And that, of course, gives her the license to then explain this weird, queer social justice theory to these young, impressionable fourth graders. And I am so glad that Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer stepped in. This teacher is now being disciplined. In this country and in this world, God created male and female. There is no MX. There is Mr. and Miss. And any teacher trying to pervert her pronouns is a deviant and is trying to push propaganda on her
kids. It's disgusting. I mean, I can't even imagine what my reaction would be if my daughter came home who's in fifth grade and said something like this was happening. I think my head would certainly explode. All right, let's talk about the shutdown a little bit related to the claims that are being made by the left and the right, and in particular on this, because both sides are saying different things on the illegals. Ah, the migrants, it's a lie. They're not getting any government assistance. The folks on the right say, well, no, it's not, if you look into what's really happening out there. So this is a position where the Democrats continue to not vote to reopen the government. They're demanding $1.5 trillion in benefits that could go to illegal migrants. How does this thing get settled? And how, muffed up are the numbers here that the Democrats are trying to seize on?
Well, the truth is, this all began, like most things, during the scamdemic. They passed a temporary emergency health care subsidy. And as you know, Mark, there's nothing more permanent in D.C. than a temporary emergency subsidy. And so now we are the unreasonable ones for telling the Democrats that no, 5.5 years after the China virus was unleashed on the world, we are not going to continue the Obamacare-era health care subsidies. And I think what the Senate Republicans have done is very noble, is we can have a debate about health care, but we're not going to have that in the midst of you holding the entire country up at gunpoint. What the Senate Republicans have now proposed is, let's do a clean CR, what they did earlier this year. Everyone voted on it. Let's do a clean CR to reopen the government, to get those paychecks to our great service members, to our air traffic controllers, to get SNAP benefits to families who need them. And then let's have a separate independent debate about the merits or the demerits of this healthcare subsidy policy. That's reasonable, but no, because their policy is so untenable. This healthcare extension is so ridiculous, or to use a technical term, redonkulous. It is so redonkulous, Mark, that the only possible way it could ever get passed into law, no, it's not through open debate on the floor of the Senate, but by forcing the country to swallow this pill in the midst of a shutdown, using that as the ultimate lever to reopen the government. And President Trump is not going to blink. The Senate Democrats will, whether it's next week, next month, or maybe even in early 26 next year. So be it. But you cannot hold our country hostage.
Let it go. I say shut it down as long as it takes, because you can't bend on this one. Here's something. You've been repeating this a little bit, and I think it's important. I'd love to, you know, get reaction to some of the folks on the left and see what they would respond here. The federal government budget is 54% higher than it was right before COVID. 54%. We're talking trillions of dollars. But even when you talk about peeling back or holding spending levels, James, to previous levels, right? Like last year's levels, that's controversial in Washington with the Democrats. That's a cut, right? If you just want to keep spending
that's
a cut.
Yeah. Exactly. You think about your listeners, and I've been to St. Louis, and it's awesome. And think about people. Have their expenses of their own volition gone up by 54% over the past 5 years? Of course not. The government is spending, which is to say they are taxing us, whether it's now or in the future, 54% more than they were 5 years ago. Well, is our government 54% more efficient? Are the services they're giving us 54% more effective? Is the DMV line 54% quicker? Of course, none of that is true.
That's for sure.
And so the premise of DOGE, which is transparency, accountability, and efficiency, I was fortunate to be on this team very early on, is we don't have to roll back the clock to the era of Bill Clinton or Ronald Reagan. All we have to do is to get government spending where it was right before the scamdemic, which was in fact part of the problem. It was the scamdemic that allowed us to pervert the federal budget the way it has been. Get it back to where we were right before the pandemic, and we're going to be fine. And by the way, Mark, if we got federal spending to where it was 5 years ago, we would have a balanced budget.
That
would be balancing. Yeah. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
Get spending to where it was 5 years ago. The budget is balanced into perpetuity. And then we can start really paying down this debt, because I'm really getting sick of Republicans and Democrats in D.C. with their pet projects, and they're putting it on our children and on their children. And no one should be a slave to China. That is the number one holder of our debt internationally. And every time we print more money, buy things that we don't need for people that don't even live, are not even citizens to our country, that is an abomination.
James Fishback, back with us this afternoon. All right, I know that you have been covering this H-1B visa issue, and you know there was some information that came out on this here in the last couple of days, that he's talking about a $100,000 visa fee that will apply to new visa applicants outside of the country. Explain this issue and why it's so important right now, James.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, there's this lie that's been peddled by Democrats and one Republican in particular. I don't want to name names, but there's this lie that's been peddled that Americans are not skilled, that we're not qualified, that we're just dumb and lazy. And that is a lie. That is a slanderous lie against Americans who have worked hard, who have hustled and have done everything right. So in the 1990s, they passed this H-1B program to address what they called the skills gap. When companies needed to hire a skilled engineer for an internet project, or increasingly nowadays, an AI project, and they technically couldn't find one, they would say, in America. They had permission to import one from India. And they did it and did it again and again and again, to the point now where Amazon has 14,000 H-1Bs on the policy. When you've got a literal supermarket in Fort Myers, Florida, in my own home state of Florida, that employs an H-1B on the floor of a supermarket, we've got 50,000 accounting graduates getting a degree in this country every single year, and yet McKinsey, Accenture, and Deloitte are using H-1Bs to hire entry-level accountants. Here's a radical concept. American jobs are for Americans. When you discriminate based on the citizenship status of an American and say, well, because you are an American citizen, that we can't pay you the lower rate that we can pay a Chinese or an Indian, that we are not going to give you the job. That is a real problem. And we have to take this idea of made in America a step further. If the stuff is made in America, whether it's a good or a service, but it's made by imported third world cheap foreign labor, then what does that matter? What good does that do us if that labor is not accruing to us, where we can then buy a home and save up and buy dirt and put branches on our family tree? If it's made by foreign labor in America, you might as well just tariff it. And so take the concept further, not the three words made in America, Mark, but made in America, wait for it, by Americans. Radical concept. Americans get American jobs. That's how it ought to work. And when I think of my dad, he grew up in the 1960s. Half of 30-year-old men in the 1960s, half of them owned their home and were married. Today, only 15% of 30-year-old men own their home and are married. And maybe, maybe just maybe, that has something to do with importing all of these third world workers and giving jobs that would have gone to good men in my hometown of Broward County and up in St. Louis. Good, hardworking people are being replaced by the globalists. And make no mistake, the globalist cabal includes both Democrats and Republicans. We have to send a very loud message to Washington, D.C., the great replacement of American workers must stop and stop now.
But James, you would agree, you would not be on the same page as President Trump on this issue, right?
Well, the president has the right instincts with the $100,000 visa fee. And the thinking there is, well, if these workers are so skilled, then you should be willing to pay up for them. You don't get to hire an accountant for 60 grand when the market rate for an American accountant is 80 grand.
Yeah, right.
The reason why Accenture and Amazon and Google are hiring these Indians is not because they're more qualified. It's because they're cheaper and they're exploitable. And so what President Trump has done, he has the right instinct because he's opposed to the program, is what he's saying is, if we can put a $100,000 fee, we will effectively work to dismantle the program. I talked to the president about this the other day. We've got to take it a step further. We have to utterly dismantle this program. Look, if you're OpenAI, if you're Sam Altman, if you're Elon Musk over at XAI, and you want to hire the top Chinese mathematician to work on an AI project that is going to help America beat China in the AI arms race, by all means. That is not what the H-1B program is doing, though. The H-1B program literally employs more foreign accountants than it does computer scientists. That is a problem. That is wrong. And President Trump has the right instincts in wanting to dismantle this program for good.
So just to be clear, in case the audience is confused, that $100,000 fee would be for new applicants who live outside the country, and it's the employers that would pay the fee after the visa is approved. That's why, you know, because it wouldn't be the worker that's writing a $100,000 check, but the employers would have to do that. James, keep on. I'm always great.
Right. It would be. Yeah, it'd be the employer that's paying that.
Always great to have you on. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.